Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Super, super welcome to all of you. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Wow, do we have a lineup for you? We have an amazing lineup for you. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in, turning us on. I'm going to tell you about our guests in a minute, but I want to give a shout out for Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Hiya. Uh-oh.
You see what happened? I couldn't even shuffle those cards today.
Uh-oh. It's one of those days, huh?
It's one of those days. I know it is because you get your Run DMC shirt on. Yes, that is one of those days. I thought I would change out of my traditional black wear. That I wear for,
mixing it up a little
that
bit
I wear
to
for,
partial black wear or
I got the no it's a,
I'm
a red
kidding,
wear red
I'm
it, right I mean but you
yeah,
know it's
color
true
your pants
oh my pants hold on
they're black
no
just,
no. No what would you call that color
I don't know
it's
I can't
not,
tell
it's
you
like orange.
Oh it's a
is it orange?
Oh you're wow.
What is that like a coral
oh, yeah
coral.
Something like that
yeah so I got three different colors on today.
Very, very bright and vibrant.
I know. I really went through a phase, right, where so many people were saying, oh, man, don't you like, I mean, do you have another color other than black? Then somebody actually said to me, you know, black's not really a color. So I went shopping, and I just bought a couple of colorful things. And
what
here
you gotta
we
do.
Are. I know. That's it. That's the way. How do we say it? That's the way we roll. That is the way we roll. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am going to pick a card, and then I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Jen Royster here. We have got a great show for you guys today. Intuitive connection. What's your natural style? This is really a cool conversation. So we're going to talk with Dr. Jen about this. Before we do, Mr. Benny, let's just dig out one of these cards for today.
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby!
Yeah! Hey, everybody. This is a great card. Love this. Here we go. I easily release negativity from my life. That's prosperity law number 60. All right. Create a clear flow of energy throughout your body by regularly letting go of negative thoughts and emotions. I had a whole show this morning on emotions. Your power to allow good into your life works best when unencumbered by negativity. And boy, we're going to talk about that today. Dr. Jen Royster in the house. But Benny, I have to give a shout out for one of our listeners. And I have to, you know, and honestly, I'm going to do it in both hours. I got a great email from one of the listeners today talking about a comment I made yesterday. Now, I love when I get feedback from you guys because, you know, sometimes my brain is moving so fast that I don't stop to think about what I'm about to say. Now, there are some people that know me that would say that is the true nature of a Sagittarian. I am not going to blame it on that.
Or most men.
Is that right? Okay, or most men. All right, so good. Let's blame it on my masculine energy.
You just totally missed that one.
I did miss it.
Most men don't think before they speak. Hence my
there
comment.
We go.
All right. Moving forward.
But it was an important comment. And I want to thank one of our listeners, for Martha. I want to thank you very much. Yesterday during the show, we were talking about food and we were talking about protein. And a comment was made about being vegan and what that was about. And then what I said was, you know, I gained 20 pounds by being vegan. One of the things I didn't say, and this is what I want to be really clear about. For me, I'm a proponent of educating oneself and understanding what is in the food and the things we put on our body. I am such a proponent of that. GMOs, whatever you want to talk about, I really am. Now, here's what I should have said, and this is what I didn't say. For me, I didn't understand in my gaining 20 pounds, it wasn't because of the vegetarian diet. It was because of my ignorance around food. And that is really the point that I want to make and apologize to all of you, because I do understand what's going on with the meat products that are out there. I really do. And it is appalling. Here's what I want to say to everyone. Don't do what I did. What is the expression? Don't do what I did. Do what I say. Something like that.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Something like that. Here's what I want to say. And thank you for sending Linda that email, sending me that email. All of us have a responsibility right now in our lives to really make sure that we understand not only what the food is that's being put in our bodies and our children's bodies, but also what is happening to the food, even beyond the label. And my journey is real simple. I was completely ignorant. I didn't go to a Michelle Bond and get the proper nutritional information that I needed to get to understand that you have to figure out what is best for your body. And what I've come to know to this day is that if you get educated about food, if you truly understand what's happening to meat products, and by the way, fish products right now all over the world, and find out where your food is actually coming from, it will make a bit of difference. And that's what I didn't say. You know, whether you're vegan, whether you're vegetarian, whether you're, you know, a high protein eater, which I happen to be a high protein eater, that doesn't mean that I don't get educated about what's going on in the world and take a stand for certain things. So thank you for helping me be a lot clearer about that. I really appreciate it. Because it is not a topic that I should have taken that lightly. And I apologize to all of you for doing that. But education and information is something that's so very, very important. My choice of protein right now is fish. And now I'm getting educated about fish. So go to see somebody that knows what the heck they are talking about. And thank you for that email. Dr. Jen Royster is joining us here today. And honestly, I really do eat intuitively today. Today's show is Intuitive Connection. What's your natural style? Thank you so much for all of you out there. Dr. Jen is somebody that is so well known, internationally known, intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, energy healer, and visionary. And she holds many, many degrees, including one, a doctor of divinity. She is an ordained spiritual minister. Beyond all of that, her vision, her life, and her journey is all about paying attention to what some people call that still voice that really has a lot of big things to say, whether that comes from, you know, channeling angel messages as she does, her private sessions, what she does in healing, energy healing. You know, she has the life of an empath. She connects with angel spirit guides. Believe me, we've got a lot to talk with her about today, including how we deprogram ourselves from doubt. How do we manifest our dreams? You know, her gifts came to her at a very, very young age. Today, you're going to hear about that, her workshops, and all of the blessings that she now brings forth in the world to help all of us become the people we've always wanted to be. Dr. Jen, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you for that amazing introduction. Wow.
Yeah.
And I was listening about the food. It's quite interesting. We're now getting our produce delivered from organic farms
right
in our local area, right to the doorstep. I love it. And it's becoming very popular, and I absolutely love the energy in that food. So I just wanted to put a note onto that because,
right,
I hear you. I hear you. There's always constant education going on. But sounds like you have a natural intuitive style of your own that you already know what it is.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, and I love our listeners. And people say to me, "Wow, you know, do people ever complain? Do they ever send you emails?" And I say, "Absolutely." And that's what makes me want to become better at what I do. And there is an intuitive style, I think, for all of us. I'm not really sure how you would define mine, but I know whether it's about food or about a decision that I'm going to make. I know that when I'm stepping into something, whether or not it is the right way for me to go before I even go. Now, I'm not saying I always follow it. That's why you're here today.
Well, see,
yeah.
But see, you just know that you know.
I know that I know.
And you don't know how you know, but we call that claircognizance.
Oh, really?
Because you just know.
Okay.
You just know. That's your style. Most people that are thinkers, more of the analytical, processing, mental thinking, or when we were children, if you were one of those as a child, they sometimes called you the know-it-all.
That's right. That is so right.
Yeah, it's like, why aren't you listening to me? I know everything. You know, that we call that the claircognizance style because just know. You got that gut feel. You just know. I don't know how I know. I just know.
Right. That doesn't work really well with your friends and your family. I will tell you that. That's got to be an interesting journey. I know now that you've explained it that way. Actually, it's the first time I've heard anybody explain that way to me.
Yeah,
that is a tough road.
Yeah, I have all four of them going on,
uh-huh.
and why this is a life path for me, because they are all happening. But that is one of the styles, and most people don't recognize that one because they just don't see it as a connection. They see that as more of the logical thing. And I'm all about you can have a spiritual connection, an intuitive connection, and keep your logic. We don't throw logic out with the bathwater here.
Mm.
We want to keep that. And the claircognizant is doing that.
Mm.
And, okay, so they're keeping this. You know, they have their logic and their wits about them. But they also, they don't realize sometimes. They go, well, I want to connect. I don't understand that spiritual stuff. Actually, they're doing it the whole time. Your intuition is, I just know this is right for me to go down this path. Or this is right for me to choose this. And that's how you're doing it. And I was listening to you earlier about the black clothing when
yes.
you were talking with Benny. And what's funny is you find that I see that as, wow, she just likes the black clothing. I mean, some of us say, well, that makes you look smaller or slimmer.
Right.
But that's okay. That's one of those type of answers. But it's also a very grounding color. It's not a negative color. When we have a lot going on, sometimes that's a good color to wear when we need to put our feet back on the ground and have it just ground us and put us right here where we need to be. Sometimes we can get scattered with our energy. So color in our clothing selections is sometimes related to the energy of, you know, if you just feel like wearing black a lot, you're probably just trying to ground the busy schedule that you have.
And, you know, thank you for saying that because, I honestly had to go out of my way to get some color. But now that I've brought the color in, I really like it. I mean,
right.
You know, it's fascinating. But
it brought another energy.
Another one.
Brought in another energy to you.
Right.
So now you're exploring another energy. Every color has one. And so I just wanted you to know that the black's not so bad when you need it, because sometimes we do need grounding. Sometimes we can just go off and then it's like, where did we leave all of our stuff or where are we? And it's just one of those ways you can do it. And I think you were just doing it instinctively and didn't even realize that's what you were doing.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. I did an interview last night. I mean, what happens for me is, you know, it starts Wednesday night with the show and then early Thursday morning and then in here. And I was asked the question, have you ever been called a space cadet? And I thought, how the heck would you know that? I mean, and I guess this person was an expert in this area. And the answer is, yeah. I mean, whether it's exactly those words, but that has been said to me exactly that way. But most of the time it's like, you know what? You are not on this planet. And can you please come down to Earth? So the idea of black makes complete sense to me. You know, let's do this. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other intuitive styles. Dr. Jen Royster is joining us in the house. We've got lots to talk about, connecting with all of you. Stay tuned. We're going to take a shorty. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Shake up her feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
So, Benny, I got to ask you a question. Did the color of my clothes inspire you to play that song?
Just a tad.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Jen Royster is in the house. We've got a great topic for all of you guys out there today. But I want to do this. I mean, it is such an honor and a privilege to have her on the show. And, you know, the way that we've set this up today is that both hours today are call-in shows for you. And so we are going to be able to take callers today for you to connect with Dr. Jen yourselves for an on-air live reading while we're talking about intuitive style, intuitive connection. The other thing is when you do call in, you know, beyond having a reading, you might want to ask her about your own intuitive style. That would be great insight to have. 1-800-930-2819. That is our toll-free number. 1-800-930-2819. And I think we did fix the number, Taylor, so I don't think you're going to have to push a one, but just let me know. Please give us a call, get in the queue, and we'd love to bring you on air and have you connect with Dr. Jen. Dr. Jen, let's continue this conversation. We're talking about an intuitive connection. What's your style? I love this conversation because you don't have to just be one style. I would love to talk about what those styles are, and it's always helpful for me to know. What's the matter?
I apologize.
Is that the dog?
Yes. And
oh, that's all right. That's all right. We look at every time I do one of these shows, you know, it's either the dogs like to chime in or the kids like to chime in. So it's just all part of radio.
Yeah, it is. She's become my co-host sometimes on my show. It'll stop in a minute. She's on another floor. I'm on the third floor. She's on the first.
Okay.
And that's how powerful she is, but it's okay. She'll stop in a second. She doesn't like the UPS guy.
That's interesting.
She needs to have
that.
A session.
What's her name?
She's a 98-pound Akita, and you can hear her when she goes off. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, but she's done. Anyway, I'm sorry about that interruption.
It's not a problem. It's good. That's another way for us to help get grounded. I want to tell everybody out there, we are taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Please join us for a live reading with Dr. Jen. Also, think about your own style. Why don't we take a minute and just go through what some of the other styles are and why is it important for us to know what our natural style is?
We all have the ability to connect, and it's very different from mediumship where, you know, you're calling into one of the mediums and they're connecting you with someone that passed away that you are connected to. That's a little bit different. Intuitive connection is more of your psychic intuition, your connection to your higher self, that part that's really you, that part that is that aspect of God that is within you. And that's what I call it. You can call it the universe, whatever, that energy. We all have the ability, but some of us just don't realize that we do. The more you work with it, the easier it comes, the more aware. And it's literally just a self-awareness of how the messages and information comes to you and how you know which way to go on your own journey. And there's four main ways. Clairvoyance is a popular one. That's where you see. And that's what you hear about a lot of times with psychics and things like that. They see. And I do see. That's your visual pictures. And then there's clairaudience, which is you hear. You're hearing. And that one kind of bothers people sometimes because, mm-hmm. you know, they don't want to be like, I'm hearing voices.
Right.
That one's the one that troubles people sometimes, or they'll hear it ringing. And I actually have that going on right now because I'm tapped in and I was connecting before we started the show. If there was anybody that called in for reads, I would be ready because I have to clear to protect myself and make sure I'm ready. I take it very, very seriously because I don't want to connect to lower negative mischief. I want to connect to a higher dimension that's truly going to bring in positive and helpful information and nothing negative or lower. We have plenty of that going on. I'm here to bring in more positive energy. So we have clairvoyance, which is seeing. Clairaudience is hearing. You are the claircognizant, which is just knowing. And the other one is clairsentience, which that one's one of the ones that's very strong for me, and that is you feel everything. And you are empathic and you absorb or you can feel and connect to another's emotions or something like that. So if you describe yourself a lot that you feel this or you feel that, you're a clairsentient.
Mm.
So those are the four different ways. And then when you realize, wait a minute, I fit into one of those categories, whoa, now you are starting to pick up your natural style. For example, we were talking about yours because, that's it. I'm doing that and don't even realize it.
Yeah.
If you're feeling, if you have compassion where, you know, you're getting in over your head with somebody else's journey, you're absorbing and processing and you're receiving that intuition that way and that information, but you're not releasing it. So that's sometimes what will catch people up on that one. So learning which one it is, then you study that one and you fine-tune that skill because it's a gift that we all came here with to help us, not hinder us.
Mm.
And so learning it can help you.
I love what we're talking about because let's just get into this for a minute. I want to just remind everyone we are taking your calls for live on-air readings here. We'll take them when we come back from break. 1-800-930-2819. You also can ask questions through our instant feedback if you go to the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side. Just put your question in there. I know a lot of you are working. I also feel things. So let's walk through a couple of examples. Because this has been really confusing for me, and I know a lot of people, Dr. Jen. So, mm-hmm. for example, somebody will walk in a room like a friend of mine did the other day. And I said to her, are you okay? Right?
Right.
Right. She didn't even say two words to me. Nothing. Said nothing to me. Walks in the room, and I said, are you okay?
Right.
And, you know, says, I don't even remember what she said, but we talked about something really quickly, and then she had to leave. Well, later on, I found out she wasn't okay, that there was something bothering her. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if that falls into this category, but that also happens to me a lot.
That does. And a lot of people, I mean, it's very common to be going back and forth between one style or the other. Knowing and feeling do seem to commingle quite a bit.
Okay.
So that's normal. When you feel an energy shift, I mean, it sounds to me like when she walked in, I mean, you can feel it.
Yeah.
When someone, like, for example, I'll use a generic example. When somebody's very angry, you can feel that. Uncomfortable. It's prickly. You're squirmy. You don't know what to do. It's awkward. And you could feel that her energy, you know, your friend in an energy pattern as well. You see her physically. You see the person. Face, but you also, they have an energy about them, and you can feel it if it shifts, if you're close enough to these people. And you know, and here you are just, I know something's not right, because when I'm tapping into what happened for you, and I'm kind of just, bear with me, I'm just kind of feeling what you experienced that day with you in your energy field, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
What I'm picking up is that you did that more on a, I just know there's something off here.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as much emotional as it did, I just know something's off with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that would go back to claircognizant. Emotions are very much a part of the feeling, the clairsentience. I mean, they're very highly, highly sensitive people emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
They feel everything to the extreme. I mean, they're going to cry a lot. They're going to, when they're upset, if they feel whatever that emotion is, they feel it. They feel everything mm-hmm. with a higher intensity. It doesn't sound like it was that one. It sounds like it was the other claircognizant,
mm-hmm.
where you just could feel something had changed. You're very in tune to slight differences,
mm-hmm.
is what it felt like.
Yeah.
And I'm saying feel because that's the way I'm feeling. I'm feeling that you were troubled. But it didn't affect your whole day where you couldn't keep going.
No, it didn't.
Right. So
no.
I felt like more, I know there's something off and I'm concerned about
right.
you, but you
right.
know, and then you found out and it validated it for you later.
Yeah. It's not like when she said, oh, you know, no, I'm okay. And she left. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't change my mind about it. I still knew there was.
Right. No, because you just
I was
know.
Like. Yeah, that was not like a true story right there, you know.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about this. Barbara, we're going to get to you on the call here in a minute. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Jen Royster is in the house. I want everybody to know that. For those of you out there, we're going to give you lots of information about how to get a hold of her directly, how to connect with her, upcoming show, and much more. When we come back, you know, we're going to talk more about what this means to be an empath. What does this mean to understand your style? And then what do we do with that? How do we learn how to be in that energy of our styles and live our best lives? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. This is Dr. Pat joined by Dr. Jen. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Do you want to know what heaven is really like? Well, if there are pearly gates and angels all around, well, join me and countless others in Seattle on June 14th as Dr. Eben Alexander, author of the New York Times bestseller Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife, shares his transformative experience, profound lessons, and the complete revision of everything he has come to believe about science, consciousness, spirituality, and the very nature of all existence. Get your tickets today and join us as we welcome Dr. Alexander to Seattle for the first time. Oh, and if you are into really cool experiential workshops, he is one of those too. So please visit thedrpatshow.com, click on the picture or the link, and register. Friday, June 14th, Seattle, at the Center for Spiritual Living. And you know what? Let's all of us take a closer look at what it means to have proof of heaven.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to welcome you back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com, whichever you like. If you have questions and you're not able to call in, one of the things that you can do is go to the right side of either one of those websites. And what you're going to find is you're going to find a way for you to type in your question, as well as comments or learning about your style. And then Karen, I did get your instant feedback, so we'll get your message up here as well. Right now, before we go to the phones, Barb, we're going to get right to you. Dr. Jen, would you just mind giving out information, your website information about your show, and then we'll hit the phones and the instant messages.
Sure. My website's pretty straightforward. It's JenRoyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. And over there, if you subscribe, we have a free energy balancing little mini ebook guide that I'm giving away when people subscribe to the website. We have an entire section with free meditations that you can download and share. I mean, they're just completely free. We have workshops. You'll see all of that listed when the upcoming events are happening. And the radio show listings for my show are going to be over there, too.
Awesome.
So everything's all in one spot. I try to keep it simple. I'm over on the social medias. You can join me over there. And I'm here to help. I mean, we're currently in a workshop now that we just started yesterday on the eighth chakra, which is very much about connecting and, you know, working with your intuition and what your style is and your higher self and allowing that versus ego to improve your life, so to speak.
I'm telling you, boy, what a difference that makes. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got one of our really, really cool listeners calling into the show. So let's see what we can do. Mr. Benny.
Barbara from Issaquah is joining us.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great today. Thank you.
How can we help you today?
Well, I've been working on my intuition, but I'd love some insights. I kind of can't figure out what I am feeling or hearing or seeing or thinking, and I would love a reading.
Okay.
Okay. And this is Barbara, and where are you located?
Issaquah, Washington.
Okay. I didn't quite catch that part. Thank you. First of all, you're doing very well, and I do connect a lot with the angelic realm, and so Archangel Michael has come in immediately for you. Are you familiar with working with the angels at all?
I've read about it, but I haven't kind of figured it out or felt them or
That's okay.
That's okay. Archangel Michael is the protector. He's kind of the gladiator angel, and he's really coming through powerfully for you because he wants to say a job well done because you are seeking, and they're right there around you, and they're showing you little messages all the time. What they're also saying is that you're second-guessing what you're picking up, that you're not quite trusting it. Yeah, they're saying that, which you told me that a second ago. So, but they're saying that they want you to trust your feelings and your emotions about things. Does that make sense to you?
Very much so.
Yeah, it's trusting it, that you actually have a natural... You actually have a natural connection this way, and it's going to take you to places that you didn't even know you could do. I'm picking up that there's a lot of your dreams. You have things coming through in dreams. Does that make sense? Dream?
Well, I do dream. I don't really have lately, and I can never figure them out.
Okay. See, these are little clues, and that's what happens. But your feelings, your emotions, and what you're focusing on, what you seem to be preoccupied a lot with mentally is that's the gentle nudges that come from spirit or higher self or even our angels that are working with us. They will do that. They will, it'll come across to us like a thought or a feeling. And we're thinking that we made it up, but that's not necessarily the case. They are trying to give you a nudge because you asked a question and you were wanting to connect. They're saying that you just aren't trusting your own thoughts that you're having come in. You're looking for synchronicities. Synchronicities will help you see, or it's a common denominator. You'll see something more than once popping up. You'll find that, gosh, you know, I was just thinking of that, and there it is in the magazine, or there it is, somebody else has said it again. Those are synchronicities where they're trying to get your attention.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I can never quite figure out if I'm, like, wishing things would happen or making them up, you know, like daydreaming in my mind, or if it's nudging.
And that's very common when we're first wanting to learn this connection and work on it, because we feel like we're making it up, because they're going to use the same channel that you use with creativity. Because it's the right side of the brain, okay? So when they're connecting to you, they are coming through a similar channel. So we, at first, are, like, not trusting that, because the left side of the brain is, like, going, well, that's just you trying to think something up. And we're thinking, no, well, wait a minute. Why would I think that up, you know?
Wow.
And it just pops in that way, because your right brain is your creativity side, where you create new ideas, new thoughts, new beliefs, and it's also the side you connect to higher dimensions, realms, angels, spirit, guides, your higher self, your true self is your higher self. And that is why it feels like that. It will come in sometimes like a thought, and it does come into the mind's eye, the mind's, you know, thinking, and it runs through that way. As you practice it and you go with the very first one, and I've seen this in science where they say, go with your first thought on your question when you're taking a test. They go with the first thing that comes to your head. That's, they're telling you to use your intuition. And it's the same thing. Go with the first thing that you think. And as you begin to trust that and you strengthen it, and as you practice it, it becomes easier to decipher which ones are the real ones and which ones are, no, I just made that up. You can also ask for a validation and another message or sign in the physical world. You can absolutely ask for that, and they will happily give you that. But don't ask them to give it to you in a certain way. Allow it to come in, and trust me, it will be something that will surprise you, and you'll know.
And
it.
I'll know. I'll know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you will know, Barbara.
I will know.
Yeah.
I think I've asked for signs, and I've never quite figured them out.
Yeah, you are, and you're just going to... But did you ask for them to come into the physical world and just... I mean, it's not, don't say drop a feather in front of me and demand it to be a certain way. Don't do that. Just say, you know, like, please, you know, I think you're telling me to do this, or I feel like you're nudging me. And here's the thing. They're not going to tell you what to do. They're going to nudge you gently. It'll be peaceful. Another thing that you'll know your intuition is kicking in is if you have several different thoughts going on in there and you're analyzing everything you think. So you have a lot of the claircognizant going on, by the way. That's you have the analytical, very similar path, because you are thinking and thinking and then overthinking it, and then, you know, you have all these thoughts going on, but you're asking for, okay, I hear this, which one of those thoughts brings peace to you, which calms you?
Right.
Which one is causing you to feel anxiety?
Right.
That's how you're going to know the difference, because chaos and confusion is not what you want to listen to.
Right.
It's also going to be the chaotic thing. And also, if it's bringing peace, even though it just seems like a crazy choice to be making right now, especially when we feel magnetically pulled to go in a different direction, and we're like, what am I doing? Why am I changing my whole thing up here? And if you just feel it and you just can't stop going there, because that's what brings that joy and peace, that is coming from your higher self to get you on track. And that's how you can start to work and clean it out, because mm-hmm. it's a little bit of mental clutter with all the right. yes, no, what, I don't know. And then asking for a physical sign, they will give it to you. And mm-hmm. then if you're not quite sure, you can ask for as many as you need. And you're looking for a synchronicity and a pattern.
Okay.
Can you tell what is my, I guess, way? Is it clairaudience?
A style?
Claircognizant. You're claircognizant. You have a claircognizance because of the mental energy that I'm feeling from you. There's so much thinking going on.
Mm.
I'll get all this through my thoughts more than emotions or hearing or something like that.
It's going to be, I just know it feels like, that. You're going to be like, I just know.
Yeah.
I don't know, this just feels right to me. You'll feel like that, but yeah. A lot of it will come in your thoughts, and here with claircognizance, because they're more analytical and more of the mental thinkers, it's going to come through naturally. Like if you're very good on computers, or you work that way, or you know, you're that type of person, or an organized person, or you're working that way, it's going to come into your physical world the way you live. You're going to find it right in front of you. And sometimes it's so right in front of you, it can bite you on the nose. Is what I say.
Yeah.
For me, I'm a feeler, so they use a nature a lot with me, and they'll use different things. Mm. All kinds of things will come through for me. But you're gonna just feel this is right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna take a short break. When we come back, Karen, I'm gonna take your question right here. Bring it all up. That's a juicy thing going on right there. Dr. Jen Royster is in the house, folks. We're taking your calls. We'll be right back with the show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Dr. P, joined by Mr. B. Taylor's on the phones for those of you that have been calling in. That's Taylor. Joining me here today is Dr. Jen Royster joining me. We have been taking your calls. Dr. Jen, give out your website one more time. And then we've got Karen that sent in a message from Florenceville, New Brunswick. And I'd love to read that to you.
Okay. My website has everything on it, meditations, the workshops, the radio show that I do, private sessions, if that's what you want to do. All kinds of things are at the website, and that is www.jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com.
Beautiful. So here's a question coming in from Karen in Florenceville, New Brunswick. Hi, ladies. This is so interesting. I think that I feel a lot emotionally, but these days, sometimes I feel physically too. Since last year, I feel a tingling on my shoulder and sometimes a hand on my back or shoulder, especially when I'm sitting quietly. What is that? An angel? A guide? Is that a type two of intuition? What am I feeling? Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Hello, Karen. This is for Karen.
Yeah.
You are very, very connected, my dear lady. And I'm feeling you, and it's sending the sensations all the way through my body right now. So I'm tapping into you. You're going to feel the moon cycles a lot. You're going to feel the moon, the emotions. That is obviously the clairsentience because you're a feeler. But you are feeling the physical. What's touching is you have guardian angels, and they're usually right at your shoulders. Usually we have two, you know, some, and I know mine, and you'll get to know them. They're reaching out. It's crossing the veil or the boundaries from that dimension to your dimension because you've been raising your frequency. Your eighth chakra as well has really woken up. So your connection is much clearer. Your antenna is stronger. These are beautiful things. When you feel love coming in or healing energy, when I do energy healing, you'll feel tingling a lot. When you feel reach out and touch you like that, they're letting you know they're there for you, and they're sending you a beautiful energy, and it can feel like a vibrational tingle. So you have quite a bit going on that sounds absolutely exciting to me.
Wow.
Did I hit that? She had a couple of things in the question.
Yeah,
I want to make sure I answered
yeah,
them
let
all.
Let me get the rest of it. She's asking about, is that a type of intuition? You know, what am I feeling? And so how would you classify style-wise?
Well, she's clairsentient because that feeling, even in the physical, she's feeling. I mean, she's feeling. Now she's feeling it in her physical. I feel it. When I tapped into her and I feel the surges go through. When I connect to you, Pat, I feel a particular pattern, and that's what I'm picking up. And so then I'm expressing it as the way I'm feeling the other person's, and that she's picking up her angels reaching out and touching her on the shoulder, letting her know that she's supported. They're reaching out on the back. We've got your back. They're letting her know she's safe.
Beautiful.
And so it's definitely clairsentience. So she's a feeler, and she is picking up emotionally. That's Yeah. She's going to want to make sure she shields and protects her energy field so she's not absorbing all the lower negative stuff.
Oh.
She's probably going to find as while she's waking up and activating that she's, you know, finding that, you know, whoa, I just am too sensitive to watch that on TV anymore, or this is just bothering me. Or you may feel that your relationships or friends that's starting to change and you just don't feel like there's a sink anymore. Her frequency has risen quite a bit. She's been doing something to improve her frequency, and it's lifting. Because when we're more positive and we're ascending all the time from the time we're born.
Right.
We're
wow.
working on that. Or we can choose to stay very dense and heavy and under the brick, I call it, with the weight of energetic
wow.
blocks and negativity. That weight is dense. So if you have positive energy and a block on top, it's going to hold it down. If you move that block and you start to lift, you're going to start to connect to hot different things. It's just like radio.
Yeah.
You're connecting and hearing other channels now.
Yeah. Wow. Let's do this. Let's take Shelley, who's called in from Seattle. We will bring her on and see if we can, in these last couple of minutes, doesn't this go really quickly? It's amazing.
This is really fast.
I know. Shelley, hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
Hello.
How
can you help me?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to know what my style is.
All right.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, lately, I have been feeling a lot of energy pulsating through me, or I think that's what it is.
Okay.
When I've been doing meditation or sitting in my room quietly, I feel a surge of energy that just kind
yeah.
of moves no. inside of my body.
All right.
And
Yeah. So let's give you an answer so we make sure we get something before the hour's up.
Yeah,
I know that energy thing, right?
Yeah, this is just, this is unbelievable. But, wow, she's waking up, too. So what that surge is it's her physical tissue calibrating to her higher frequency. Again, the eighth chakra, that's why I did this workshop, because everybody's waking up all over the planet, and they need to know what to do with what they're feeling. They don't know what they're feeling. And that's exactly what Shelley is asking. She's like, what is going on? What are these surges? Those surges are energy coming in and clearing your DNA and healing it. So you're feeling as well. You're also, you seem to have something to do with dreams. I mean, you can visualize and you can go into a dream state. So I'm seeing that you are going to have a clairvoyancy coming later, which you'll see more, but right now you're feeling, which is the clairsentient. Those surges, when you feel that, you can't mistake it.
All right. You got that?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I do, and I could actually feel her in my body.
Ooh.
I could feel it on my heart, and thank you. Thank you so much for this
I was feeling, I felt you too. As soon as I tapped, and I can feel it. I'm giving you an energy hug, and you can feel there's a
great.
Surge going back. And I feel here, Pat. I don't want you to feel left out.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean,
I think
we have to do a group hug for all the listeners out there.
Oh, Benny, there we go.
There we go, Benny Taylor. Everybody out there.
Everybody,
Shelley.
I'm all about the group hug.
I'm all about the group hug too, Shelley. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow. This hour went so quickly. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Jen, talked about a lot of things today, and I wanted to know what your personal message is for everyone out there. What would you like to leave us with today?
You know, take enough time and see yourself as important enough to discover, you know, how you connect and how you can find your way on your life's journey. And it can be a smooth journey, and you can choose, and you can change, and you can do something about it if you don't like the way it's going. Connecting and just allowing yourself and loving yourself enough to give it the time of day to figure it out and go investigate. How do you connect, and what's the right way for you to do this? Because it's going to be unique to you.
Mm.
Because those answers that you're looking for are for you. They're not for anybody else.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, I love that because it's really an interesting journey when we learn how to completely absorb those answers that are for us and then to take action in our lives that align with that information. I mean, it's taken me a really long time. And I have to tell you, Dr. Jen, I don't really have it down perfectly. I do know that when I am in that flow and that beautiful alignment, my world inside is so much more peaceful. It doesn't matter what the heck going on the outside.
And you get surges of energy.
Yeah.
You have so much energy, you don't know what to do with yourself.
I don't.
I feel all this around you see that, and they're shaking their head. Yep, that's her.
You know, I have a couple. I have a couple of team members in the office, right, about 20 feet away from me, and I've often wondered what they think when I walk across a couple of rooms and stand at their door and say, you know, I really want to share something with you, and I did that yesterday. So now I wonder what they're actually thinking, because they have such an amazing look on their face. Yeah.
You know what? They're thinking she's getting ready to go through one of those surges of energy, and we're going to get really busy all of a sudden. They're going, what is she going to do now? And it's not negative, actually. They're just knowing they're going to find that you got one of those surges.
Exactly.
I call it a surge because that's what yours feels like, a surge.
It is. You're absolutely right. You nailed me. Thank you, Dr. Jed. Hey, thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us
thank
on. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with the show.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.